I'm joined now by Bert Nordstrand. We're talking about Core Retreat, a food recovery program. Bert, thanks for taking the time today.
Well, thank you, Jay. It's good to be with you.
Bert, why don't you give us your background and what led you to, I guess, making this change in your life and going toward a food recovery program?
Yeah, thank you very much. My food difficulties probably go back to when I was a little boy. I think that my first recollection of that was when I was maybe 8 years old, and I had a lot of ice cream, a lot of sugar, and it changed the way I felt. It made me feel more normal. And it became and of course, as my life went on, I found other things that were faster that changed the way I felt, and none of them worked. None of them worked until I got into a program that talked about, I don't have to diet anymore. I don't have to go through the revolving door of putting on weight and losing weight. And that was living this program one day at a time. And so, yes, I did write a book. It's an exploration of addiction and recovery about my life, and that all happened about, my recovery started about 30 years ago.
Now, when was the first time, you realized that it was a food addiction for yourself?
I think as I let go of all the other addictions in my life, I was left with food. I was listening to an interview with Tom Arnold on television the other day, and he talked about his success in letting go of all his addictions. And then he kind of said an amazing thing. He said, however, I'm left with one, and that's food. And then he went on to say, food is my core. And that I immediately sent off an email to him. I said, I need you. I don't need your money, but I need your celebrity. We're starting a retreat called CORE, and it's going to deal with just exactly that, how to deal with that thing that's left after we've dealt with all the other addictions, and that's food, and how we can stop the revolving door of putting on weight and losing weight. I succeeded as a businessman in spite of my addiction, but now I'm succeeding as a person because I've learned how to deal with that addiction.
Go ahead. Now, when you realized that it was an addiction, how long did it take you to really be able to make a change in your life?
It took a while. It took before I finally heard about a program which doesn't exist anymore, and it's similar to what I'm trying to do now. With this, and that's how I had this vision. I wanted to help other people similar to the way it helped me. And I just picked up a flyer, and it said that there's a residential program for food addiction. And, you know, this was 30 years ago or 25 years ago, and never heard of food addiction. Certainly wasn't talked about back then. But when I sat around in this circle and they told me that I didn't have to diet anymore. I didn't have to go through that. All I had to do was live one day at a time and be clean and abstinent one day at a time. I cried. I couldn't believe it. It changed my life. It's not about willpower. I had all kinds of willpower. I could lose and gain 30 pounds without any problem. It's just that I put it back on. So it's not about willpower, it's about willingness. It's about willingness to let go. It's about willingness to ask for help. That's what we're going to do.
What's the difference, Bert, between going on a diet and realizing you have a food addiction? What is the psychological difference that you have in your head to try to fix this problem if you think it's an addiction as opposed to just, I need to lose weight?
Yeah, well, America is struggling with an obesity problem. There's no question about that. The Cleveland Clinic, the president of the Cleveland Clinic said that if it wasn't for overweight, 60% of my beds would be empty. It's something that needs to be discussed. There needs to be a national conversation about obesity and weight gain. And the difference about this year is an 80-year-old program that works, and it's the 12-step program. And what we're going to be offering at the CORE retreats, which you can see on coremn.org. We have a great website, coremn.org, coreminnesota.org. And it is going to be a jump start. It's going to be an intense program led by volunteers, led by people that have already walked, that are walking the walk, that have 10 years or more of clean abstinence, living one day at a time, turning their life over to a higher power, asking for help, going to meetings, going to having a sponsor, and it works. And it works for me, and I'm living proof.
Now, we all need to eat to survive, Bert, so what happens to our eating habits then?
Interesting. That's the name of my book, Living with the Enemy. We have to eat, but we don't have to eat all day. We don't have to eat sugar. We don't have to eat white flour. We don't have to eat, foods that are too sexy, foods that are too bench foods that cause me to want to eat more. And if I can eliminate those, which I have done, I can eat three meals a day with nothing in between and maybe a snack at bedtime. That's what abstinence is. And with a lot of help, I can do that. Doesn't mean that once in a while I'll look at a bag of pretzels or something like that and say, maybe if I ate that, I'll feel better. That's my disease.
Sure.
All the time I'm doing this, my disease is out in the parking lot doing one-arm push-ups. So it's a disease. I'm riding back from Vail the other day with a lady sitting next to me. She had a bag of trail mix. And I'm not talking about an airplane bag. I'm talking about a quart bag. And I watched her eat half of the bag or three-quarters of the bag, and she turned over to me and said, "Oh, will you help me? I can't stop." And I lovingly said, "You know, you don't have enough." And she understood what I meant. And she said, "I'm done. I'm not touching it." She put it away. By the time we got to Minneapolis, she had finished the whole bag. And she was no different than the guy sitting across from me that finished his third martini. She couldn't have stopped. And we have a solution, and we're offering that solution at the retreat. It's a five-day residential retreat held in Wayzata, Minnesota, on the grounds of the retreat center. This is called the MacGyver Center. And it's, again, check it out on coremn.org. It's going to be an opportunity to save lives, and we don't have many opportunities to do that. So we're excited.
How about yourself? I mean, how do you replace something that, you know, eating made you feel good? And I think a lot of people are in that situation. Do you replace it with something else, or is it just willpower to, I'm not going to do that?
No, it's not willpower, Jay. It's got nothing to do with willpower. What it is maybe if I go back to, again, a little boy, I somehow was left with some people talk about it being a hole in my soul. There was something in there that I kept trying to fill. And the only thing that worked was this program and filling that hole with a higher power. And that worked. And filling that hole with a higher power one day at a time. And I'm able to let go of the food.
Okay. Now, if people want to be a part of the retreat that you're talking about and they want to sign up for it, is there a website they can go to? Is there a contact phone number or anything like that they can call?
Yeah, let me give you both. The program director is Michelle, and her phone number is 612-669-6110. And it's all listed on the website, which is coremn.org. And all the information is there. It's first retreat is August 10th. The next one is September 7th. It's a five-day residential retreat, again held in Wayzata, Minnesota.
Okay. All right. Well, Bert, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and good luck.
I really appreciate your call. Thanks, Jay.
That's Bert Nordstrand, Core Retreat, a food recovery program. Go and check it out, coremn.com. That's the website to go to find out more information about that retreat.